When it rains, it pours. I learned something in South Florida today. When it comes down, it's really coming down. Have you ever heard, like, raining cats and dogs? I knew I could feel it in the air. It was a little humid, and next thing you know, it is just pouring, downpour. And that brings up when it rains, it pours topic today. And sometimes in life, you may feel like that. I know I've felt like that when one problem after another, one thing after another seems to happen, and it's that old saying, when it rains, it pours in life. And what happens when it rains, you know, like that, when it's pouring down one thing after the next, and it seems like, wow, when's this going to end? Or raise your hand, kind of call for a timeout. We probably heard that saying that you aren't given any challenge that you aren't capable of handling. And sometimes I want to call a timeout, be like, wait a minute, I didn't ask for this challenge. Are you sure I'm ready to handle this one? But that does hold true. So what do you do when challenges arise? Well, let's use this analogy of raining. I'm sure this has happened to you. It's happened to me several times where you've been driving down the road, maybe a highway even, and it's raining so hard, the wipers are on full speed, and you have a couple options to keep going or say, you know what, this isn't safe. I need to actually find a bridge and pull under it or pull to the side. And at this time, hazards may be going on and people may be slowing down. So in life, when it's raining and it's pouring and you're handling some situations like that that could be even a little stressful, put your hazard on, slow down a little bit, analyze the situation and choose what some possible options are for you. But here's the truth in dealing with any obstacle, with any situation, any stressful situation, you need to begin where you are. You know, a lot of us have these GPS phones or GPS systems in our car. It would be ridiculous to get instructions if you don't use your current location, right? So you have to begin where you are and plan where you want to go. Those two bits of information are vital in getting anywhere in your life. Knowing where you are, what's your starting point, and knowing where you would like to end in a predetermined time, hopefully, as well. And then you take the next proper actions. This reminds me of something I learned from Dale Carnegie years ago. There's two choices when it comes to worry. Two types of things you can worry about. One is something you can control. You can worry about something you can control. The other is worry about something you can't control. And if you're worrying about something you can control, stop worrying about it and just control it and take actions so you don't have to worry about it anymore, right? And if you're worrying about something that you can't control, that's kind of silly. I'm smiling now. I'm kind of laughing. How many times have I and you been worried about something that's out of your control? You know, we can't worry about the weather. We can't worry about future events that are out of our control. We can take actions to prepare for things that we see coming, but to worry about things out of our control is kind of crazy. So when it rains, it pours. Analyze the situation. See what the next appropriate step for you is. Sometimes it's maybe slowing down, analyzing it a little more closely, being precautionary, one step at a time, putting the hazards on, and sometimes it's even pulling over and maybe coming up with a different game plan or wait until this storm passes before we move forward. So when it rains, it pours. Take the appropriate action, and remember, there's only two things that you can choose to worry about, something you can't control or something you can't control. If you're worrying about something you can't control, stop worrying about it, just control it, so you can move on and take that energy elsewhere. And if you're worrying about something that you can't control, just smile, laugh, realize, wow, I'm spending a lot of time thinking or worrying about this situation that's out of my control. Just take a deep breath, relax, know that it's out of my control. Things usually in history, in my life, and probably in yours, seem to work out okay. Sometimes they all seem to work out amazingly well, how this puzzle of life comes together. So just step back and realize that I'll take the next proper step I feel is appropriate for me, and things usually work out, and we'll just go from there. So until next time, make today great.